This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
But there's a line in there that goes, chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace, and we will win, we're not turkeys for peace. It's my favorite line. Because they're just pointing out that, you know, they don't want to be confused with other fowl.
Yeah.
I like turkeys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I like turkey both for Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. Outside of
that,
do
you like it when they jump in front of your car?
No.
You have to slam on the brakes?
No. I also do not like the booze wild turkey.
Oh.
Although I do appreciate when somebody shows up at Thanksgiving with a bottle of it.
Yeah.
Not because I want to drink it, but because it's called wild turkey and you're showing up with turkey on Thanksgiving. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll drink it.
And wild turkeys are native to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Really?
Bless.
Yeah, there's wild turkeys all over the place.
Oh. Have you seen them?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they jump out of the woods
on the freeway,
right in front of your car. So oh, yeah, on the freeway.
We'd have to modify the ICP.
I know you're not from here because you said freeway.
Yeah.
We don't say that here.
What do you
I'm
say?
Sorry.
Highway?
It's not a highway.
Well, yeah, actually,
here it is.
Highways.
What's that?
Most of the roads around here are highways.
Yeah, but I'm specifically talking about the interstate, which is a freeway.
That would be a freeway.
Yeah, we don't call it that here.
Thank you, Kevin. They call everything highways, just to confuse
Warners.
Burners.
You know, they also say Worcester.
Yeah.
It's Worcester.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Worcestershire.
For the worst.
Worcestershire.
The worst Chestershire sauce. It's not the best Chestershire sauce. It's the worst.
Absolutely.
Worcestershire.
I was going to ask a question, and now it escapes me.
Ask a different question.
Was it about turkeys?
Probably was. Oh, yeah. Does the ICP have to... Do we have to change the ICP lyrics because we're in New Hampshire to go turkey hunting?
What is it to begin with?
We're going chicken hunting.
Oh.
And so I think in New Hampshire it would have to be changed to go turkey hunting.
Well, if you get the appropriate hunting license and permit from the New Hampshire state. It's not a real law. Why are we telling people it's a real law?
Before we go on, we're going to get to your calls and thoughts. I need to ask a favor from, well, everybody really, including you guys. As you know, Ian Freeman, founder of this program, Free Talk Live, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes and is facing up to 20 years in prison just for selling some Bitcoin. We can argue all day as if the jury was mistaken, but that won't get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. So if he's helped you in any way, if he's brought value into your life, if you've been a fan of the show, we're asking you to write in and tell this judge how Ian has affected your life. If you've held office, had a stellar career, or you've been a volunteer, that would be something to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is right. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison at all. We need these letters quickly, so please don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get all that written down as I just said it, that's okay. All the info that you need is at letters.freetalklive.com. Again, letters.freetalklive.com.
For everyone else that can get on the website.
Yeah, except for Minor Ache. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Monty calling from Kentucky. Monty, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I really like the show. I like the intelligent take that you have on everything, and I really probably the most enjoyable part is the way you're really aggressively mediocre. And I called.
It's going to be our new slogan on Sunday, the aggressively mediocre Free Talk Live.
I called about the chickens, but when you start talking about these judges, I mean, you just got me riled up because – you know, these judges, they constantly violate people's rights. And, of course, U.S. Code 18, Section 242, violations of rights under color of law is a felony. And every time they do it, they should be charged with one count. And you guys talk about the local thing, right? I think it's the sheriff.
And they all do it except for the Honorable Joseph LaPlante.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I would never say anything about the honorable. Well, you know, actually, anybody that forces me to call them honorable has got something wrong with their brain. And all these lawyers that make you go to school just to learn another language so that you can get a degree in fooling everybody how smart you are, like Kamala Harris and Joseph Biden. I mean, these guys are lawyers, right? And we see how sharp their tools are. I mean, these guys are just jokes. But let me get back to the chicken part, because that's what I really came here to call about. I've got about 50, maybe 60 birds, ducks, chickens, geese, a couple of silkies, and for some reason, the silkies are the only ones that never stop producing. And I kept using the same feed, so I don't know what the deal was, but I think the cold weather is what got mine production down.
And do you mind if I ask what brand of feed you were using?
It's from it's the same brand. I think it's Producer's Pride, the same one they sell at Tractor Supply Store, but I buy mine from Rural.
Oh, so that's the one.
Yeah, I asked because this article, the next two sentences of this article says, that's a question I'm asking myself, and I've seen all over TikTok, Facebook, and everywhere. She then talks about the many posts on social media of chicken owners discussing how they ditched the commercial feed, specifically the brand known as Producer's Pride, in order to get eggs.
There you go.
Well, you see, Producer's Pride, they got a couple of different products. They got meat bird, and they've got layer feed, and they've also got scratch. And the scratch is, like all of them, is mainly corn, but they've also got about three or four other grains in there. I mean, you can buy bags that are like 7 grain or 8 grain, but it's basically a waste. The chickens, they just, you know, I feed my chickens way too much food. There's always excess. I give them table scraps. They don't eat vegetables. They love noodles and rice.
Do you throw it at them?
They just want to, if they get in my way, I'll just hit them right in the eye. I don't care. the ducks, and the chickens, they've started producing in the last 2 weeks. So I'm getting about 7 or 8 eggs a day now.
And that's the same feed you're feeding them that you have been and that the article says was lowering production.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I never changed the feed. I just, you know, I think it was the cold weather. But
did you get more feed recently?
Oh, you think it's like a bad batch?
I'm just wondering if they knew it was a problem and fixed it, and now it's not a problem anymore. You know what I mean?
You know, this stuff has been sitting on pallets for no telling how long. They got huge warehouses.
Sure.
You know, megatons of pallets goes into these places, and they distribute it. So
yeah, everything's got a rotation. But
it really is. Yeah.
I mean, my thing with it would be if the feed was causing the chickens to lay less eggs, it would have to be intentional. Because nothing else makes sense to me.
He was suggesting it was the weather.
So, and that's what I was thinking at first, too, because a lot of people were saying, oh, my chickens aren't producing eggs. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it's winter. Chickens don't really produce that many eggs in the winter. But,
so what you're saying is we got to warm the planet to fix the egg crisis.
Well, some people use lamps and stuff like that.
Monty, how long have you had birds?
More than 10 years.
So do you normally see a decrease in production in the winter months?
Yes, but not as drastic as it has been. But we've had some really bad cold snaps recently. So, you know, maybe the birds are smarter than us and they know it's about to get cold. So they fatten up a little bit more. But I got really no idea. We did bump up a couple times to the 7 and 8 different grains, and we just wasted money doing that.
Yeah.
Rice and noodles is basically what they love more than anything. So it's just one of those things.
Right.
And it wasn't just us; it's all around us too, because we talked to other chicken farmers too. You know, the little guys, and they were having the same problems. So
your chickens and ducks or whatever you got going on there are all back to laying, you know, regularly?
Yeah.
How long has that been the case? So, like, how long between the time you noticed the problem, so the whole problem was over 3 weeks?
No. They started back up in production in the last 2 to 3 weeks. But before that, we were down for about 2 months.
So no production at all for 2 months?
The Silkies were the only ones producing, okay. And that's kind of strange. They're a funny chicken. They've got the only one with five toes, and, you know, they got the funny feathers, too. That's more like a hair than a feather. So they're a little bit strange birds, but they kept producing, but everybody else just knocked off drastically.
All right. Well, let us know if you see anything else, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. You think the weather? I mean, it's...
So that's generally what happens is when it gets colder, they produce less,
but,
and that's what I thought
but
originally.
But stopping completely for 2 months seems...
No, that's not normal. So when I first started hearing about this, I heard someone on... It was actually on TikTok.
Yeah.
Someone...
Trusted source.
Exactly. So someone was listening to a TikTok near me, and I was listening to it, and I'm like, well, it's winter. I don't care where you are. It's colder in the winter, even if you're in Southern California.
Sure.
A little bit colder in the winter,
yeah.
They produce less.
Yeah.
So at first I thought nothing of it, but then I heard of people switching their feed
right. And
then having the chickens produce. Right. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting.
And that's what this article points out, is
exactly. That
some people did just that.
And at first, I'm not going to put too much stock in things I'm hearing on TikTok.
Chicken stock? Beef
but
stock?
Chicken stock. But when I hear 10, 15 people tell me the same thing, especially people I know in real life, then I'm going to start taking it more seriously.
Like, and even to our caller's admittance, he did switch up some feed. So
yeah. Perhaps
whatever switch he made is the reason his chickens began laying.
Well, he also said he wasted money switching it up, right?
Or did he, right? You know, I mean, if it's been 2-3 weeks, you know, I mean, how long does it take for changing your chicken's feed to affect their laying? You know,
it might take a little bit.
So, you know, I would think a week or two, right? You know,
I
don't know what the digestive tract of a chicken is like.
Yeah, me neither. He would probably know better than I would, but, you know.
Too bad we let him go.
Yeah. That's okay. We have more to talk about, including, everybody else on this Free Talk Live show throughout the week, 7 days a week, 7 to 10 p.m. This is very disturbing. This is from CNN.com. British teenager who made far-right hate videos influencing Buffalo shooter has been jailed for 11 years.
Oh, no.
Just for making videos?
Correct.
Oh. Well, freedom of speech. Incitement of a crime.
Out the window.
Yeah. They don't have that in England. We fought a war to get our freedom of speech.
Right? They can't even have freaking...
This is the equivalent of when I was growing up in the 80s, there was this organization called The Truth About Rock. And it was one of these loosely affiliated with the PMRC and Tipper Gore's crusade against... Tipper Gore caught her daughter listening to an album by Wasp called F Like a Beast, although F is, you know, the word I can't say.
Yeah.
And so she went on a crusade against rock and roll.
I'm so glad she did.
Oh, is this the video where the guy from Twisted Sister completely destroyed her?
This is the reason that parental advisory lyrics labels
exist.
Losers.
Yeah. So anyway.
No, because here's the thing. By the time I was growing up in the 90s, how I knew I wanted the album.
Right, yeah.
Because it had the parental advisory sticker
cool
on
label.
There.
Yeah.
I asked for a CD, and my mom goes, "You sure you want this one? It doesn't have the label on it." I'm like, "Yeah, it's cool." Anyway,
Mom already knew.
She already knew. It's got to have the label. I don't want it.
So saying that this guy making whatever videos he made is causing the Buffalo shooter to become the Buffalo shooter is like saying that I listened to Ozzy Osbourne and that caused me to commit suicide.
Yeah, right. That's
not true. It's like I hit my foot with a shovel for your mortgage. The things they don't connect.
Well, generally you're right, and there are people that take influence from more influential people and do things they wouldn't have done independently. And I'm not saying that the influencers should be held accountable, but I am saying they have an influence.
Certainly they do. Yes. Have I been influenced by heavy metal music? Absolutely, sure. Positively, without a doubt, I have. Yes. Has it influenced me to go and take a life or my own life? No.
Sure.
I find that ridiculous. And for anybody to blame content creators for the heinous actions of another human being is insane.
Okay. Agreed. And yet there's still the crime, right, of like inciting a riot, right? If you're there and you're like, man, we should burn this thing down, and then other people do, they go, well, he kind of started it.
A British teenager who made far-right extremist videos, this is according to CNN, I have not watched the video, so I have no idea, that, quote,
good
influenced...
thing, otherwise you'd go on a shooting spree.
The mass shooter who killed 10 black people in a Buffalo, New York supermarket was jailed for 11 and a half years.
It's just wild to think that someone in, you know, Great Britain could influence this person.
Can we just call it Britain?
So it's crazy to think that this person in mediocre Britain.
That's better.
This it does feel.
How do they even have the jurisdiction on that one?
And that's what I'm saying. It's just it's crazy to think that this person across the ocean made a video, and now this person in Buffalo, New York, is shooting people,
right.
And it's their fault.
Right.
That just doesn't really make too much sense.
Oddly enough, also going on in Britain, people will get arrested for things they post on, like, Facebook.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's now a thing, too.
That's a thing,
I
too.
Knew they could only have, like, plastic forks, but, you know, because they can't have any weapons.
Oh.
They can only have, like, plastic knives.
Oh, there was, okay, so
you
I don't know if you guys
saw, with one of those.
I don't know if you saw it. I think it was England. There was like a meme or a picture of a cop, right, standing in front of like a metal detector in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Right, because in England or wherever this picture was, someone looked this up, right, they were just, as people walked by the metal detector, they were using it to find out if they had any weapons on them. Right, if you, boop, 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 oh, he's must got something, and the cop's standing right there just monitoring the metal detector to catch people with weapons.
Huh.
It is embarrassing. It totally is.
Daniel Harris, age 19, from Derbyshire, Northern England, posted videos shared by Peyton Gendron, who pleaded guilty to the shooting in Buffalo, as well as videos linked to Anderson Lee Aldrich, the suspect accused of killing 5 people in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, last November, the court heard, according to PA. I don't know who PA is. Anyway. Sentencing Harris in
isn't
court.
AP spelled wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Dyslexia?
Maybe. Sentencing Harris in court in Manchester, Northern England, Judge Patrick Field was quoted by PA as saying,
I guess not.
What they did was truly appalling, but what they did was no more than you intended to encourage others to do when publishing this material online. So they're punishing him as if he were the shooter. Or saying that, you know, him making videos is as bad as somebody going and shooting a bunch of people.
Could be worse. Because if that video influences more shooters, then he's responsible for more crime.
I would say it still wouldn't be worse.
Fine.
I mean, this is all the things that we talk about, right? Freedom of press, freedom of speech, right? Art freedom, right? Freedom to, you know, make whatever content you want without being hindered.
But you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I think that's been
debunked. Don't do that, right? But you know, if you want to make a video and talk about it, obviously you can do that. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, they don't have freedom of speech.
I mean, if I yell fire
in Britain,
if I yell fire in a crowded theater, did I really cause everyone to trample over everyone else on their way out?
No.
No. Just don't be able to yell fire in a crowded theater.
You can yell whatever you want,
yes.
According to me.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
I've learned from the Smothers Brothers that if you ever fall into a vat of chocolate, that you should yell fire.
Go on.
Well, you're supposed to ask. Why would you
yell fire? Why would you yell fire?
Because nobody come and save you if you yell chocolate!
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet tooth.
I love chocolate.
I also love
who
chocolate.
Who doesn't?
I might just swim around in the chocolate for a while. Before
oh,
yelling
drowning.
Anything.
That's cute.
No, I'd be like the backstroke, you know.
He's got to eat his way out.
Yeah. It's like a...
It's like a Willy Wonka.
No, no, no. Beer Fest. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
So dude falls into a vat of beer, and it's difficult for him to get out.
The only way he's going to drink his way out.
And he looks right, and he goes, huh? And he goes, glug, glug. He just starts trying to drink his way out of the situation.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
When referring to Buffalo shooter Gendron, 19, who admitted to charges of murder and hate-motivated terrorism, Judge Field said, at the very least, the material you produced and published had some influence upon the young man. And I note, he was a similar age to you, who went out and shot 10 black people dead in a store in Buffalo. Prosecutor Joe Allman said investigations following the shooting at Club Q in Colorado had revealed a link between videos shared by Harris and suspected shooter Aldrich.
So this was in Colorado?
No, no, no. They're trying to blame...
Oh.
They're trying to tell this guy who made these videos that not only did he influence, not only is he an evil bastard for making these hate-filled videos that influenced the Buffalo shooter, but they also influenced the Colorado shooter.
That's not how that
works.
And
therefore, he is a heinous person and should rot in hell for all eternity.
That's crazy. It's crazy to think that this boy could even get 11 years... just for making a video. That's terrifying. Yeah. And then they're trying to blame all these shootings on him when he didn't really do anything.
You've heard of Ross Ulbricht, right?
I mean, like, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's not like there's anything new, but still.
The court heard the videos he made, glorified. It doesn't even say the court reviewed them. It's almost like hearsay. The court heard the videos he made, glorified mass murderers, and encouraged others to emulate them with one video called How to Achieve Victory, promoting total extermination of subhumans once and for all. Harris was found guilty after a trial of 5 counts of encouraging terrorism and 1 count of possession of material for terrorist purposes.
I mean, this kid sounds like a weirdo, but he definitely doesn't belong in prison.
He's probably Red Hoppa.
The one about the possession for terrorist purposes referred to a 3D printer he was attempting to use to make firearm parts.
I mean, that doesn't make him a terrorist.
Judge Field said Harris had been, quote, a propagandist for an extremist right-wing ideology, adding, you were in close touch with other right-wing extremists online, and there can be little doubt that you shared ideas between you, PA reported. Like
who says that in
did
court?
Did you present any evidence of this claim?
They don't need to. It's England. From Britain.
That's wild.
The judge added the teenager had previous convictions,
yeah,
including racially aggravated criminal damage of a memorial to George Floyd in Manchester, New Hampshire, in England. Why do they have a George Floyd memorial in Manchester, England?
Is this trending?
Yeah. But it didn't happen there.
Well, it's trendy. You know? It's trendy.
Do other places have tributes to George Floyd?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe not. Maybe murals of some kind. Yeah, maybe not a whole statue.
603-283-6160. Do you think people who make videos should be in jail for over a decade? Give us a call. Let us know. Your calls and thoughts plus more. It's Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the beating death of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police was racially motivated. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Crump explained this was the case despite all 5 of the officers involved being black. Those officers were since fired and now face murder charges. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Sunday he's hopeful his upcoming debt ceiling discussions with President Biden will yield positive results. Well, the results are in from Philadelphia. The Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl. They beat the 49ers in Sunday's NFC Championship game 31-7. They'll await the winner of the AFC title game between the Chiefs and Bengals. Avatar: The Way of Water is sinking the competition, winning the weekend with another $16 million at the box office, coming in second, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, with $10.5 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's right. I said it. Will you say it?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Will you say it? Bagok. It's B apostrophe G-O-K. Bagok.
Yep.
Here on Chicken Talk Live.
What the cluck are we doing?
That's a good question.
It's as if our feet are webbed. Wait, no. We're swimming along? No.
Oh.
With a chicken zoo.
They can fly sometimes.
They hunt and peck.
Yes, they can.
I've never seen a chicken fly.
They can fly, like, up until trees. Like, they can't, like, fly.
It's like saying penguins can fly.
But they can fly.
Penguins can just, like, sled without a sled.
They can that's get a little cool. bit of lift.
A little bit of
but
lift.
But they can't sustain
some
it.
Lifts.
Yes, that's a good okay. way to describe and separate. It.
It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition, where we are aggressively mediocre.
Amen.
Amen.
And we'll continue to do our best to make that happen from here on out.
Well, you can do your best. I'm going to just be mediocre.
We'll do our best to be mediocre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it doubly mediocre?
If this is just who I am.
Sorry to hear that.
In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Alice Cooper. Oh, wait, hang on. Wrong radio show. It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
It's funny because Alice is one of those androgynous names, right? But I know who Alice
is.
Is
it, though? Is it androgynous? Because there's really only, like, one male Alice.
I know Alice Cooper. Counts, right?
Yeah. I don't think it makes it androgynous. I think it makes him unique.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
He's definitely unique.
There's certainly, yeah, no one can confuse Alice Cooper for really anyone else.
Right. It's not like Pat or Alex. Right?
Pat from Saturday
Night. Or Val. Out. Right, yeah.
It's Pat. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. It's Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major.
Yeah, let me egg you on.
But,
you guys talking about the chicken thing, that was a particularly foul conversation, so you leave me little choice but to join in.
Exactly.
So anyway, a buddy of mine runs a health food store.
Okay.
And he's been into this, you know, non-Roundup, non-GMO business for a long time.
No Monsanto in his shop.
Okay.
The stretch of the county is where there's a whole bunch of Amish farms, okay? Well, out in this particular subsection, there's a chicken farmer. He raises turkeys and ducks and all that kind of crap, but he's not Amish. Well, when he first got going in business, he had him convinced to, you know, not use
Organic?
But yeah, he
was herbicides.
Non-GMO, non-Roundup seed.
No herbicides, right? Yeah, I got you.
How would you do and whatnot, you know? He did this for a couple, 3 years, and the chickens was good, and Doc sold them out of the store. He went back 1 year, and the chickens was all scrawny and whatnot, and Doc got talking to the kid about the feed and whatnot, and he said, well, his old man had talked him into buying this GMO feed because it was so cheaper, and he said they'd be all right, and Doc just looks at him and says, son, I can't sell these damn chickens. There ain't no meat on them. And I'm thinking it might be the same thing with the eggs.
Uh-huh.
If you got problems. Birds, mind you feed.
Yeah, I mean, certainly.
That's what the article suggests.
What else you got, Major?
Well,
all right, thanks for the call, Major. Thanks for not chickening out on that one.
I think the weird part about the feed is that a lot of these people have been using the same kind of feed for maybe years.
Right.
And it's only until now that they have an issue. And then they switch the feed, and then they're fine.
Right. So if he's saying it's been on the shelf and warehoused and on pallets, right?
Yeah,
it could have been a
for
bad
everybody bad. All across the country?
Well, where's the feed produced, right? If it's produced in a big old factory warehouse or whatever, and it's been sitting for several years, I'm not saying it's old feed, but it could have been all from the same batch that is finally cycling its way through.
I don't really understand how that could affect it, even if it was old.
The feed?
Like, to me, the only thing
I'm
that
makes sense...
I'm not
saying it's old. I'm not saying it's old. I'm saying, like, in the production process, they had a bad batch.
Yeah.
Right? Like, things get produced wrong all the time, and they recall it.
I guess so, yeah.
And so maybe this lot number of feed that was produced sometime back in 2020...
Is it just a coincidence that this is happening?
No, it's not a coincidence. It's that batch of feed is finally hitting the market and the shelves at the same time.
It's just weird because they were blaming the prices of eggs going up in the grocery store on the avian flu.
Why is that weird?
So why? What's weird to me is that there's the bird flu,
right,
and there's the bad food.
Right.
So both things are happening simultaneously?
Well,
and now eggs are $7
Well, and
a
also
dozen?
You got to factor in inflation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. So we have all these three things make eggs $7 a dozen. It just doesn't really...
It's
a big coincidence to me.
I'm not convinced that it's done rising. I mean, we might see $10 eggs.
Probably. In California, they were $10.
Okay, there we go. My prediction has come true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So also a coincidence then, right?
Yes.
During the supply chain crisis, right, there was like... a shortage of electronic devices, right? Yep. They stopped the production of cars,
right?
Because they couldn't get the chips,
right?
Yeah.
And part of that was because they shut down production,
right?
Right. In addition to that, a big part of that was that the chip manufacturing plant in Taiwan burned down, and they were responsible for like 95% of the chips on the market,
right?
Right. So there can be non-coincidental, multi-factor reasons. For economic changes.
No, those would be coincidental. Just a coincidence that these three things all happen simultaneously.
No, I don't believe in coincidence. So.
Well, then it's manifest destiny for us to have $10 eggs, and there's nothing you can do about it. But yes, the avian flu can happen.
Yeah, they killed a bunch of chickens, and then the food is making them not lay eggs.
And then the truck overturned in Texas and spilled like 35,000 pounds of eggs.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Supply goes down, price goes up. That's basic economics. Basic economics.
Basonomics?
We're doing two portmanteaus in one show?
Yeah, the night is still young.
All right.
Portman 2.
Whoa. Wow, he went there.
I am just...
But now it's a Portman 3. Now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Don't shame anyone.
Portman 3.
All right. I really don't like this bit about this kid going to jail for 11 years for making videos. But,
how old is he? I know you're trying to change the subject, but that's crazy.
19.
He's still a boy.
Yeah. Well,
you
want to
know the things I was saying at 19?
Regardless of what he did and said.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Regardless of what he did and said, he should be free to do that without prosecution.
Not in mediocre Britain.
Well, he should move somewhere where it's allowed.
But he's 19. He can't move anywhere.
Sure he can. He's a little boy. He's an adult.
No, not really. He's an adult. Just barely.
Let's get to the meaty story today.
Is it about chickens?
The headline. No, it's about scientists who use a laser beam to divert lightning strikes.
Really?
Laser-guided lightning systems could someday offer much greater protection than lightning rods.
That doesn't make any sense.
Laser-guided lightning. It just sounds cool, right? It
sounds like a cat would like it.
Like one of those pointers on the wall, on the floor. Yeah.
It's interesting. And I also fear it's going to be misused.
So, this is from freethink.com. Sometimes a scientific accomplishment needs no hype to sound cool. Laser-guided lightning is one of these cases. Since the time of Benjamin Franklin, we've looked for ways to control or at least deflect lightning strikes. In 1999, scientists first tried to control the path of a lightning bolt with a laser. Now scientists are reporting the first successful demonstration of laser-guided lightning. Pictures of one of the experiments speak for themselves. Well, actually, that's not true. Pictures don't speak at all.
I mean, they're worth a thousand words, though.
Exactly.
Right, but they don't actually speak for themselves.
Did this only happen once, and now they're saying it's a thing?
You think they just got lucky?
Because this might be a coincidence. I might take it back.
She's already changed her opinion live on the air.
Full circle. Why does it work? ? The power of very large lasers breaks down the atmosphere itself, creating a path for the lightning. The laser fires pulses of light rather than a continuous beam. Each pulse carries roughly a terawatt, 1 million watts, of instantaneous energy. This amount of power can only be delivered for a very tiny amount of time, about a picosecond, or 1 millionth of 1 millisecond. You can imagine a science fiction laser blaster. The pulse is a traveling line segment fired into the air. The blast is about a millimeter long, would motion blur into a beam in our eyes, and is made of infrared photons, so don't picture it too literally. Oh, thanks.
So that's like
Star Wars? Didn't you tell me that before you told me to imagine it? Now I'm blind, and I can't finish the segment. You bastards. The huge power of the pulse decreases the speed of light in the air through which it travels. This is a nonlinear optical process. Jargon for an effect that is only observed at extremely high light intensities, such as a powerful laser pulse. So sometimes scientists did a thing. They diverted some lightning using a laser.
Cool.
There you go.
I told you, my cat would love that.
I feel like, how would you aim that thing? Right?
Well,
like, lightning strikes so quick. Not where would you aim it? Jesus. Like, the lightning strikes happen so quickly. I'm imagining, like...
Oh, no, you have to listen for the thunder.
No, that comes afterwards.
Oh, well, I guess you're screwed.
Massachusetts people, man.
Sorry, I learned that in public school.
Lightning before thunder. Light before sound.
Right, yeah, if you count the seconds between the lightning and the thunder, you can tell how close the storm is.
I knew that part.
Yeah, but that's because you see the lightning and then the sound wave catches up.
I guess so. Whatever you say.
No, you guess how much you want. That's how it works.
All right, Mr. Scientist.
Well, he's no Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, not at all.
Nobody is.
More of like a Mr. Wizard.
The article does conclude the scientific report is relatively short, highlighting the demonstration itself, but only briefly delving into the details. It's clear that most lightning strikes did not travel the laser path. Laser-guided lightning is still in the research stage. It works occasionally, but for reasons not yet fully understood. under impractical and very expensive conditions.
So like I said, it's a coincidence.
Having shown that it can be done, however, science will now attempt to fully understand it, make it consistent, and see whether it's practical in the real world. In the meantime, we can hope for more beautiful pictures demonstrating this stroke of ingenuity.
And the conspiracy theorists are going to get all over this.
Well, it's like, most of the time we do this thing and it doesn't work, but every once in a while we do it and it works. Because it's just a coincidence.
And the hitting on chicks at the bar.
And the potential villain with the bald head and the high pointed collars with the egomaniacal laugh also must wait for them to develop this technology.
Like
an echo activated laser lightning detector.
Chancellor, you know, from Star Wars.
I was thinking of Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon.
I was thinking Jeff Bezos.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Flash Gordon is?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You got to watch that movie.
Don't confuse it with Flesh Gordon.
So gives the advice
sure
from Richie Rich. The soundtrack is entirely done by Queen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What year is this movie made?
Oh, 85, maybe, somewhere in there.
Okay.
It's,
Flash Gordon?
It's old, yeah, Flash Gordon.
Okay.
Flash Gordon is an actual superhero. Many comic books made about him, that kind of thing. Yeah. Not The Flash. Different. The Flash is the DC version of
Flash Gordon's like a football player.
Yeah.
I hate it already.
He doesn't really. He gets sort of recruited by aliens, and because he's athletic and strong, he, you know, goes on to do things.
Cool.
But he's not like. He doesn't get bit by, like, a radioactive spider or anything cool like that. But
just a football player.
All right. So, laser-guided lightning. There we go.
Lightning happens so quickly, I don't know how they'd hit the button to, like, fire the laser quick enough.
Yeah, it just doesn't sounds like fake news, honestly.
Predictive news. Predictive programming.
Nobody predicted this segue, but you guys have heard a lot of stuff pass by the headlines of your feeds about classified documents.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
That was big, and you're like, okay,
I
whatever.
I usually just tune it out,
Yeah. Well, so I made up a headline for this next story. My headline is, hey guys, would you please check around your houses and properties for any stray classified documents you might have laying around? Great, thanks.
Right.
Because apparently...
We got, Mike Pence has some. We have Donald Trump.
Apparently these classified documents just,
They're just all over
get Velcroed to politicians and leave their classified places.
The amazing thing is when Trump did it, he went, everybody does it. And he was right.
he was right. But and that's my thing. I didn't even know he said that. But my assumption would be that all politicians would do that. How do you not end up with classified documents?
You leave it at the office. You know, stop bringing your homework with you.
I mean, everyone does it. Like, I've accidentally brought stuff home from work that I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, well, Nikki, if everybody was jumping off the New York Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do it too?
Only if a British teenager told me to in a YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly.
And was put in jail later for a decade.
I wouldn't know. I'd be dead.
This actually from APnews.com. Past U.S. presidents, vice presidents, and vice presidents asked to recheck for classified documents.
The founding fathers.
So, like,
classified documents.
How'd the Bill of Rights get in here? I don't know where this could have possibly come from.
The National Archives, that's a government organization, by the way, has asked former U.S. presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal records for any classified documents following the news that President Joe Biden and former Vice President Mike Pence had such documents in their possession.
And that's the thing. So Donald Trump had them, and he's like, whatever.
Well,
everyone has them as
didn't they raid him like FBI style?
Yeah, they raided him FBI style. It was a huge deal.
But Pence and Biden don't get the FBI raid?
Because they happen to cross them.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So they're like, it seems like everybody must have them. So if you guys could just please, at your earliest convenience, see if you might have some classified documents.
Would you look under the seat of your car, please?
Someone needs to check Jimmy Carter's peanut silo.
I feel like this is, you're in school, right? And the teacher's like, okay, look, little Billy's still missing his ruler. Everybody check your backpacks because nobody's leaving until little Billy gets his ruler back.
Didn't return your library book.
Right, something.
Oh, man. In high school, I think it was high school physics class, like the teacher said, like, everyone's got detention until someone tells me what's going on. I'm like, I'm taking my break and I'm going to the principal's office because I'm not sticking around for detention for somebody else.
Right.
And the principal had a talk with him, or the dean or whatever, had a talk with him, and I got out of detention.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Rule follower.
Yeah.
Protocols.
So the National
reason people use them.
The National Archives sent a letter Thursday to representatives of former presidents and vice presidents, extending back to Ronald Reagan.
Oh, so Jimmy Carter's free and clear.
Sounds like it. Yeah,
that's where they're all at.
They're all peanut buried farm. Under the peanut farm.
Yeah,
all the way back to Ronald Reagan to ensure compliance with the Presidential Records Act. They had to pass a law, apparently.
Oh. Is it a recent law?
I don't know. According to a copy obtained by the Associated Press, the act states that any records created or received by the president are the property of U.S. government and will be managed by the archives at the end of an administration.
Oh, so Trump couldn't even kept it just because everyone else is doing it.
The archives sent the letter to...
That won't hold up in court.
Right. The archives sent the letter to representatives of former presidents Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Ronald Reagan, former vice presidents Pence, Biden, Cheney, Gore, and Quayle. Speaking of foul.
Nice.
Have you ever had quail eggs before? They honestly suck.
I we used to put them in oyster shots.
That would actually be a good place for them. But you try to make, like, an omelet with them, and it's just... You have to crack, like, 10 of them.
I had, like, a mental thing.
You have to cut them. It's ridiculous.
I had a mental thing about eating duck eggs, but then I had them, and they were just, like, eggs.
Oh, you have to put... I heard you had to put lemon juice on them to make them not smell bad.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. But
whoever made them right, I was just like, oh, they're just like eggs.
You know? I would totally eat a bald eagle egg. Just saying.
My freedom.
Yep.
Responsibility to comply with the Presidential Records Act, quote, does not diminish after the end of administration, unquote, the archives wrote in the letter.
Is this a felony? Can they all get charged now?
Probably.
Therefore, we request that you conduct an assessment of any materials held outside of the archives that relate to the administration for which you serve as a designated representative under the PRA to determine whether bodies of materials previously assumed to be personal in nature might inadvertently contain presidential or vice presidential records subject to the PRA, whether classified or unclassified. They said self-importantly.
It is our responsibility to maintain the documents, and we've lost track for the past 40 years.
It's kind of weird that there even is such a thing as classified documents. Shouldn't we all just be able to know whatever?
How about there's a department of the government called the Archives?
Yeah, it just sounds sketchy, you know?
What are they, the Oracle? We are the keeper of all the knowledge. No, it's not you. It's the Internet.
Well, it is now.
Well,
but at some point, it was a library. Right?
They certainly keep a lot of it, right?
Sure.
Spokespeople for all of the aforementioned people did not immediately respond to requests for... They list them all again. I'm just not going to say them again. Freddie Ford...
Donald Trump will set out a tweet.
Well, if Elon lets him. Freddie Ford, chief of staff to former President George W. Bush, suggested in his response to the archives that Bush's office did not believe a search was necessary, saying, "Thank you for your note. We understand its purpose and remain confident that no such materials are in our possession."
Sounds like they need to search him.
What, they didn't just bust down his door with a bearcat and, you know.
Maybe he gave them all to Hillary, who shredded them all. We don't know. We don't know. They remain confident, however.
Well, I mean, if they did go after Bill or Hillary, right, that's a suicide.
You mean Hillary?
Hillary. Another one.
That's right. I'm 3 for 3 on the night.
Boom. That's 4.
Dropping portmanteau like, well.
No, that's 4.
Like a loose bowel movement.
Mm. Oh, that's terrible.
Wait till he gets into microdosing.
Well.
Not on air.
Yeah.
Beer Talk Live.
At any rate, Biden's lawyers came across classified documents from his time as vice president in a locked cabinet as they were packing up an office he no longer uses in November.
He didn't even know he had them.
I don't know what happened. I just flake.
Derp.
I don't know the combination.
Of course, subsequent searches by the FBI and Biden's lawyers have turned up more documents former Vice President Pence to this week, discovered documents and turned them in after saying previously he did not believe he had any. He was confident, apparently. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but the searches by Biden's attorneys and the FBI appear to fulfill the archives' request. The archives had no comment. Blah, 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 blah.
So it's easy to jump to the conclusion that they're hoarding these documents for nefarious purposes. Right.
Sure.
I was selling them to foreign agents.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or they just forgot about them.
Well, that's easy. That's a mistake.
You know, like, anything could be a classified document. Right?
I mean, it has to be declared classified, but sure.
But what does that even mean?
Right.
It means they went, this one's classified.
I feel like anything could be classified.
No, I feel like everything should be declassified.
I'm with
when
you.
It comes
that's
to the United States government.
Understood. But then where would you put it? On the internet? And at the archive?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah, blockchain.
Who cares?
It, whatever.
Yeah.
Scan it, upload it, it's fine.
But I'm disagreeing with you. Yeah. But she's saying anything should be can be classified.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
don't know
the
what warrants it to be
bureaucrats figure that out. And somebody's got a rubber stamp. Classified.
Top secret.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. But like anything that runs across the president's hands, they'd be like, oh, this is not classified.
Right. Look at all the times somebody goes to do a FOIA request and whatever they get comes back heavily redacted.
Yes.
Even though it's not classified.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, what is that? Is that classified? Is that not classified?
No, it's redacted. Letting you have this information would put lives at risk across the world.
So we're going to block it out with, you know, black highlighter.
It's the opposite of whiteout, isn't it? The redaction.
Blackout?
Yeah, blackout is what it is, right?
They actually thought they were using a highlighter the whole time. And
certainly
they just
Yeah, certainly was not highlighting.
They're like, wait, this is a Sharpie?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
We better mark the really important parts of this Freedom of Information Act for this particular customer. Right? Yeah. Customer. Right?
Nope.
Victim. Customer. Victim.
Believe.
603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up. Stay tuned. We've got more in store for you.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.